Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yarch today is Wednesday, September 24th. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. IAM Union President, General Vice President, and Lead Negotiator Jody Bennett says they have not received any information from Boeing if their offer to settle was acceptable. On Friday, the machinists overwhelmingly accepted a union-crafted contract.
Our folks have some expectations that weren't set by the union. They were set by Boeing themselves with what they did at other locations, one of which is that $12,000 ratification bonus. Our folks are asking for 10. They're not asking for the full 12. They had 12,000. They gave 38,000 people. We're asking for 10 for 3,200.
Bennett says another one of the big issues for the St. Louis Boeing machinists.
Boeing at 751, they get 100% match on 8% going into their 401k. That's what we're asking for here. That's a really big issue for our folks who have worked decades for this company and no longer have a defined benefit.
The aerospace maker in a statement said, "It's unfortunate the union led its members to vote on an offer that we did not extend or collectively bargain." A major transit project is dead. Bi-State Development reportedly abandoning the North-South Metrolink expansion.
The pivot from light rail comes months after Kara Spencer became mayor and said she wasn't sure about the viability of a shrunk-down version of what was originally a much more robust plan for Northside Southside. Bi-State, according to the Business Journal, now agrees with her and thinks the plan was not likely to secure necessary federal funding. A key reason for that, the low projected ridership of only about 5,000 people per day, not enough to justify the nearly 6-mile, 10-stop rail line. After the mayor's criticism, Bi-State is now pivoting to bus rapid transit for the route running from Fairgrounds Park south to Chippewa. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Tomorrow's hearing for a new data center at the former Armory complex near downtown St. Louis has reportedly been postponed. The developer asked for the delay to meet new city rules for data centers, which require public hearings and conditional use permits. St. Louis County senior citizens have until September 30th, that's next Tuesday, to file incomplete property tax freeze applications.
County Executive Dr. Sam Page says last week there were around 12,000 incomplete applications.
Our Department of Revenue has been hard at work. They've been emailing, they've been phone calling, they've been sending postcards to reach the folks to get these applications done. And so far, about half, or about 6,000 applications, have been completed.
Those remaining incomplete applications must be completed by September 30th. Now, if you received a postcard in the mail, you should call the number or bring that postcard and your documents to one of the county offices to complete the application. Page asked people not to call the County Revenue Department unless the application is incomplete. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
After heavy resistance from retailers and distributors, a bill to ban the sale of unregulated hemp and cannabis products in the St. Louis County has been dropped. The bill from Councilwoman Lisa Clancy was aimed at THC products sold at gas stations and convenience stores. Lisa Clancy was aiming for those. State lawmakers for the past few years have debated putting those products under the same regulation as marijuana, but get the same pushback. A key to St. Louis's tornado recovery efforts will not have a physical presence in the city soon.
FEMA will not be sticking around too much longer, as you've got today and tomorrow to stop by their two locations if you need further assistance. Those locations, the Union Tabernacle Church, which I'm outside of right now, and the Urban League Entrepreneur and Women's Business Center. By the numbers, FEMA says they have provided $47 million in individual assistance to homeowners and renters to about 9,000 different households. They also say the Small Business Administration has approved $24.5 million in low-interest disaster loans to help homeowners, renters, and businesses of all sizes recover from the disaster. Again, 2 days, today and tomorrow, remain with FEMA in Missouri, in St. Louis City, helping from May's tornado. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, World Trade Center St. Louis, putting Africa's potential population and economic growth under the microscope.
Although the event is sold out, KMOX is giving you a glimpse of the conversation that will be had at this year's growing global event that's happening today. The theme, Africa Rising. It will highlight the continent's growing economy and young population.
What Asia was for me as I was growing up, Africa is going to be for my children.
World Trade Center, St. Louis President Tim Noack.
There's going to be investment opportunities, trade opportunities. There's going to be opportunities for our universities to further connect and find ways for, number one, our companies to sell their goods and their services in this growing market. But also, as Africa moves up that value chain and they're looking at North America as a place to do business, we want St. Louis to be front and center. We want St. Louis to be top of mind.
Growing Global will feature a Rwandan diplomat, a global business leader from Bayer, and an entrepreneur from Ghana. Noack says his office is planning to do a business mission to Africa to further relations with St. Louis business owners. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.